Unfortunately, whatever you do, if you're flying this summer, you'll still have to go through those long security lines. And if you exhibit the wrong behavior, your trip might even get longer. The Transportation Security Administration is introducing a new program at some of the country's busiest airports called SPOT, Screening Passengers by Observation Techniques. I spoke earlier with TSA official Yolanda Clark about the program.
The purpose of SPOT really overall is to help us to use a process which has been used very successfully by law enforcement officers and by security personnel internationally and here in the United States to help identify a behavior that in some way might identify a person who would require greater scrutiny in the screening process.
What kind of behavior?
The TSA behavior detection officers, as they're called, use this as a very non-intrusive tool. And what they're looking to do is to identify individuals who might exhibit behaviors that are indicative of stress, fear, or deception.
I can imagine a situation where you've got a businessman who is nervous about a meeting. He is anxious. He's angry. He's pacing around. He's looking at the clock. He's exhibiting what may be to the untrained eye or to the naked eye very suspicious behavior. So how do you delineate between someone who is naturally anxious, and there are a lot of people who are anxious at airports these days, from someone who is indeed anxious about committing a possible terrorist act?
Well, and you make an excellent point. It's the difference between the trained eye and the untrained eye. I mean, certainly TSA recognizes that an individual who is exhibiting behaviors indicative of stress, fear, and behavior does not automatically correlate to terrorist or criminal intent. We do, however, serve to focus, you know, our appropriate resources on determining if this individual presents a higher risk. And probably the key element in the program is the fact that they're trained to detect these involuntary physical and psychological reactions. And because these reactions are actually involuntary, a passenger who is just stressed out and who's maybe run to the checkpoint and who's a little frustrated would not exhibit those involuntary behavior patterns that they would be looking for. And that's why the training is really key.
Well, I can just imagine the alarm bells going off in civil libertarians' minds hearing this, saying, well, this sounds an awful lot like racial profiling. Perhaps your screeners will look a little extra carefully at people who look like they come from Pakistan, people of Muslim descent.
Well, the program is in no way designed to profile passengers. In fact, that is why the program is designed to look specifically at behavior. It does not in any way employ racial or ethnic background or makeup or even the appearance of the passenger. It is designed specifically to look at the behavior.
But why not use your new SPOT technique to look at people and say, you know, this person is obviously not a terrorist, so why should they have to wait in line? Just go on through. My mother, for example, has a hip replacement, and she sets off the alarm every time she goes through. It's really, frankly, ludicrous that some people get screened when they have absolutely zero chance of being terrorists.
Well, certainly, you know, we can... It's interesting to debate alternative uses for the program. The purpose of this program, as it has been used by security personnel around the world and in this country and by law enforcement entities, really is for us to identify high-risk behavior and specifically to look for people or in passengers who may have criminal or terrorist intent.
Yolanda Clark, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Yolanda Clark from the Transportation Security Administration.
¶¶